Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org.
Lonely Times.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The lending business, whatever kind of loan you can think of, is tightening up. The latest example of this, GMAC says it'll close most of its auto financing offices in North America this year. And it's cutting close to 1,000 jobs. What does this mean for car buyers? Here's Jill Barchet.
The private equity firm that owns most of GMAC wants to cut costs. This doesn't mean you can't get a loan when you buy a General Motors car anymore. Most people who take out a GMAC car loan never interact with the auto finance offices. The dealer does that for you. Now, more of that back office work will be done by computers. Terry Jackson tracks auto loan rates at Bankrate.com.
Because of reduction in staff, it may take a little longer to get a loan approved.
Jackson says it's already getting more difficult to get a loan from GMAC.
They have tightened the credit standards for getting those 0% loans. You know, you see that phrase for well-qualified buyers. They have been moving the bar up on what qualifies as a well-qualified buyer.
People who've already got a GMAC loan shouldn't notice a big difference. For one thing, GMAC says there are no cuts planned in the department that collects your monthly payments. I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
Despite oil prices at $101 a barrel, the stock markets are rebounding. In Asia today, stocks added 1% to 2%. European shares are about 1% higher so far. Yesterday, the Dow gained 90 points to 12,427. The NASDAQ was up 20, and the S&P 500 added 11 points. You've probably heard horror stories about people being kidnapped and waking up to find one of their kidneys had been removed. The Cato Institute in Washington says there's a way to snuff out the black market for kidneys. Legalize the sale of human organs. Cato makes its case at a forum today. Here's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
Diabetes is on the rise. The disease eventually destroys kidneys. Waiting lists for scarce kidney transplants are growing. Cato's Sigrid Fry Revere says legal kidney sales would solve the problem. Donors can live on just one kidney. Fry Revere says the selling process would be tightly regulated.
The government can decide. You need to have informed consent.
But some bioethicists argue that poor donors would be taken advantage of. Instead, they favor a system called presumed consent. After you die, your organs would be harvested automatically unless you'd specified otherwise. But Fry Revere says we shouldn't have to give away a valuable body part that will eventually be sold.
And then the companies that transform it into usable medical material make a killing.
The President's Council on Bioethics is now studying the ethical issues involved in the organ shortage. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
In Japan, the hand can be used like a knife.
But this method doesn't work with a tomato. That's why we use the ginsu.
And wait, there's more. A lawmaker in Rhode Island wants to name a street after the ginsu knife. After all, ginsu was the marketing genius of two Rhode Islanders. They made up the name, it's not a Japanese word, and slapped it on a set of cheap steak knives. And it changed TV advertising forever.
You get the ginsu knife, the matching carving fork, the versatile 6-in-1 kitchen tool, a set of 6 steak knives, and the spiral slicer. You get them all for only $9.95.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by Society for Human Resource Management, online at shrm.org.
Yesterday, Stanford University announced a huge boost in financial aid for students from middle-class families. Most families making under $100,000 will be able to send their kids to Stanford for free, assuming they get in, of course. But what this does is eliminate the need for student loans, which, just like home loans and car loans, have ballooned. Let's bring in our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Chris, what's your take on this idea?
See, what they're doing is they're saying to the low-income and low-middle-income families, you know what? You're not going to have to borrow. It's going to be a combination of grants and work-study programs. And this is spreading throughout the private college system. And it's been dismissed, Scott, you know, by people saying, well, it's these really wealthy universities, you know, they can afford to do this. And, well, that's true. But I think they're in a vanguard of a movement where just what you're talking about, college has gotten too expensive. The debt burdens have gotten way too much. And so, therefore, colleges are under increased pressure to lower their cost to low and middle income families.
But can public universities afford to do that?
Well, this is where you believe in the benefits of competition, and we'll have to see. Now, a lot of public universities are going to go through a very difficult time because take a look what's happening, state and local government finances. We're in a recession or we're heading into recession. But I do believe that in the economy as it's evolving, most state governments recognize that they need to be competitive with their university systems. So, yes, they will step up to the plate, but it's going to take time. The private universities are going to move faster simply because they can, and they'll dip into their endowments. But you're going to see the public universities increase their efforts to raise their endowments, which they've been doing already. Plus, I think the states are going to simply have to step up to the plate and be more competitive going forward.
Well, let's get down to the bottom line here. Parents and students are filling out the financial aid forms right now. What do you tell them?
The option they have right now is there is the government student loans. That's what you want to borrow. You really want to get those Stafford loans if you can. You want to steer clear as long as possible from the private student loan market. There are a lot of abuses in that market, you know, high interest rates, high fees. And I would be very concerned. You may have to do that, but I would limit what you do in that private student loan market, which is where all the lenders want you to borrow from because it's more profitable to them, which means the better deal for you, get those government student loans.
All right, Chris Farrell, our economics correspondent. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.